Blog Talk Radio.
Reminded me of that topic that I talked about so long. And I think that it's about, you know, a dream. Because I co-written and I really want to be with you, and it was great to do it in a studio, and it's great to do it in front of people on TV, and it was great to do it at clubs in West LA for many years. And, you know, the reactions I get and the perception that I had to face was so evil because, again, the reminder that to continue to go for my dreams and not to respond to negativity because I can't give negativity power. You know, negativity cannot be responded to. You know, I'm a good person, and I try to do what I need to do is right. But I talk about going for my dreams and overcoming dream killers, because unfortunately in this world there's such evil. And the evil came where individuals have said that I will never make it in the industry by the way I look. You know, I'm big, or, you know, my hair, I'm bald, or whatever. It doesn't matter who it is, fat, tall, skinny, blonde, brunette, everyone's beautiful, you know. And if you have the talent to write, or the talent to sing, or the talent to play instrument, or all the above, or one or the other, then you belong in the industry. And I can't take away someone else's dream who is really wanting to make it. I can't take away someone's dream who wants to be a doctor or lawyer. I can't take away someone's dream who wants to be an astronaut, who wants to be in love, or who wants to live, and who wants to be free from discrimination. It's important that we fight against any type of discrimination, because that's evil. It takes away dreams. Face discrimination, and I face harassment because of jealousy, and because people are mad at me because of the way I acted and I did nothing to them to harass or to hurt me or to try to hinder me or to make me angry or to say white lies that people in the industry don't want me to make it. That's not fair to me. And even if people did or whoever, it doesn't matter because I believe. I continue for that dream because I like to create. I like to create music and also use my mind. Other dreams, if I wanted to go to school, if I wanted to do something else, to not be hindered from progressing to where I need to go. And to be putting me down or to calling me names or to say that my song, I really want to be with you, or that's why I fell in love with you, or unique is used for rap or used illegally without my permission. Copyright infringement, ID theft, all that stuff has happened to me. I went through worse stuff in the past, and I see the danger and of what people's attitudes and how they act toward me, which was so evil. And it's important to tell everybody that I am an independent person, independent mind, who makes decisions on my own, to say that positivity is the key. And I realize how cruel the world is because I face it every day. It was very, very painful to go through experiences when I was younger. But I realized the power of self-love, to love thyself, and God is with me to make sure that I continue what I need to do. I couldn't respond because while I was dealing with something that had to do with something personal, the sting of the words and the harassment, the driving back and forth, saying that my dreams are over, oh, I'm going to be a songwriter, I can't sing, oh, I'm too fat, I'm too bald, I don't have the talent to make it, putting me down, saying, oh, I need to go out and the blah, blah, blah. I can't respond to negativity. What I will do is just respond by saying that I won't give up. No matter if I fail or not, or no matter if I sell record or not, I would love to sell record, I abide by, and I do believe that everything will be fine as I continue with the dreams to make them come true. I am living in America. America is for everyone, and we all have our dreams, and the dream that is positive to be somebody more than ourselves, that shouldn't be hindered at all. So it was kind of like, a crime, because I realized that those people really didn't want me to be successful or were targeting me because of the color of my skin, or targeting me because I didn't adhere to what they want me to do, which was unfair. So, you know, that's the price you pay for trying to better yourself. Because I know a lot of people out there are going for their dreams, and they deal with dream killers, or people put them down, call them names, and even some of them are criminals, or some of them will do things. And the thing is to not give up. And it's important that I abide by that, because I continue to create. It's about love, you know? And that song, I Really Want to Be With You, is on the EP, The Soul Evolution of Death Night. It was important because it's about trying to love someone, you know. It was great to work with David Waterbury. The EP was, you know, released. I am going to re-release, it's going to be hopefully a full album of these releases. I may add something else, I don't know. The album, you know, we will see. But what I do know is that I'm a creator. I love to create music and write lyrics and create melodies to songs and sing. Because singing is so important to me. Because I started singing not because I thought I was the greatest singer ever. I started singing because it made me felt better. Because when I was having a hard time, I turned to singing. And, you know, if you listen to The Soul Evolution of Death Night, you see one side is about falling in love and talking about love issues. The other side is just really deep, painful situations. Some of them is what I faced when I walked the streets and I'm being laughed and made fun of. And I was like, okay, so they just treat me like an outcast. In the past, it was difficult to deal with. In the present, I understand that it's not me, it's just Mother Nature and human beings inhumane to me as another human being. There's cruel and evil in this world. But it can be overcome by just, for me, to be positive. So, but even though the song is melancholy and it's a response to all the hatred that I experience and the brutality, the violence, the homelessness, the put-downs, the rejections. It was a trying time. And I was saying I will now tell you all that it's never easy to go through that and to stay, you know, to keep going. Where I felt, if I felt the world was against me, for no reason, I realized that it wasn't me, it was just pure evil. But it was also a lesson to love myself. And love myself is, I really want to be with you, but because love myself is so important. Because I know I'm a great person. I really do believe that. It's just that the world is not necessarily have the same opinion with everybody. It's skewed. But we can love one another and appreciate ourselves, because if we love ourselves, we wouldn't hurt or harm or harass another person. Because it's always like everybody's hurting. And that's what it was all about, or why I started creating. Of course, I have other dreams, you know, using my mind to expand my horizons and trying to think or to understand knowledge. But at the same time, to create from whatever situations I went through. I did go through a lot of pain, so the songs I wrote, like Outkast, and, you know, Tragedy Is Not What I Am, you know, is about pain. But most of the songs are pretty positive. You know, Tragedy Is Not What I Am is very positive, because I went through obstacles in school, and I went through obstacles with a bad friendship who was a drug addict and some bad situation. I went through obstacles with myself, and then I realized that I can overcome anything. And it doesn't matter what happens materially or outside of me. As long as I believe it, then everything will be okay outside of me, as long as I have myself from the inside. Because God is within everyone, and God is love, self-love. It's important for me to say that because it was important. You know, I know that as a human being, I say things and do things that is part of the imperfections of being a human being. But through it all, I'm a very good person. So are you. I hope you enjoy this tune, this call. You know this tune call. Well, because in terms of what others say, good or bad, because it's all it matters what I do or what I say. As a person who's been involved in music in pretty much 30 years, just about, I've been through a lot. And as I got older, as I transcend to other things, I always keep creating, no matter if I fail or not. You know, I did Forever on Through Time. That was a great song. It was. I mean, it is. Easy to go for a dream, because I went through so much. I really have to, you know, be careful how I respond to things. Because as a human being, I do say things and do things I don't mean. But one thing I know for sure, I try to respect each human being, and I will never harass them. And I'll never try to take away their dream or say they can't do anything, because miracles can happen. And, you know, I talk about it all the time because I experience it every day. And, you know, I don't look like, you know, the typical creator. You know, a lot of people, creators, you know, have makeup or style their hair, long hair, afros, etc. I look like a typical person. And, you know, there's so many obstacles in the world. And so much stuff has happened. And my prayers to all the children in Parkland and to all the people who survive the most heinous situations, because those are people who really are to salvage future dreams and to prevent a tragedy from becoming a terrible reoccurrence. And my prayers to all of them, because they want to continue to live, and being able to live and be at peace, or just to live and be as one, is a dream. And that's the truth, because we're all important on this planet. And for me, I know that I am very important. I'm just as equal as anybody. I never said I was better than anybody else, because the truth is, may all your dreams come true, like I hope my dreams come true, because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all. Good night from Dove Night.